Unit 1. Dare to Dream. Page 13. Exercises B and C.
Hi, Sarah. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Robert. What are you doing here all alone in the park? How about a penny for your thoughts? Aren't you supposed to be at basketball practice?
Well, actually, I quit the team. From now on, I'll be free on Tuesday afternoons.
I don't understand, Robert. You love basketball, and you're so talented. Why would you quit the team? I'm really curious as to how you reached this decision.
You know you shouldn't be so curious, Sarah. I'm sure you've heard the expression, curiosity killed the cat. Anyway, let's talk about you, Sarah. Aren't you supposed to be studying for the math test that we have tomorrow?
Robert, if you're trying to interrupt my train of thought, it's not working. Come on, I'm worried about you. You've been playing basketball ever since you were a little boy. Why stop now? You know, with lots of practice, you may be a professional player when you grow up.
To tell you the truth, I haven't been getting much support from my parents to continue playing. When I talk to them about my dream of becoming a professional athlete one day, they tell me I have my head in the clouds. They would rather I put my efforts into studying more.
I'm sorry to hear that, Robert. You know, in situations like this, you really have to think outside the box. You've got to come up with a way to convince your parents that staying on the team is the best choice for you.
I don't know, Sarah. I have a feeling that the coach doesn't think I'm such a great player anyhow. There are other players on the team that are much quicker with the ball than I am.
That's nonsense, Robert. It's all in your head. You're a fantastic player, and you know it. You've just lost your confidence for some reason. Let's go. I'll walk back to school with you. You've got to get back on that team.
Okay, Sarah. You've convinced me for now, so I'll give it a try. I'm going to talk to my parents about this tonight. Thanks for your support.